Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you could join me today as I continue on in sharing some thoughts on a scripture that the Lord spoke through Isaiah in the 52nd chapter, verse 7, which declares how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. This good news that we have received has come from the very heart, the very throne of God. John the Baptist began to prepare the way of the Lord for the ministry of Jesus Christ when he walked the face of this earth. But beloved, we are a generation that has now been called, if you will, I've always felt, as a second John the Baptist, to declare, prepare the way of the Lord for the return of the King. Jesus is coming back. He's coming not as a suffering servant, as a humble shepherd, as he did when he first was born over 2,000 years ago, but now, when he returns, he will come as a majestic, powerful King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he will trample his enemies underfoot. Those who have rebelled, those who have been evil and wicked and perverse and continuing in their ways with hardened hearts and stiff necks, who have rebelled against the commands of God, we are going to see Jesus press the winepress of his fury. Jesus is coming again, praise God, beloved, and we, in these final hours of the closing moments of time, must utilize every avenue that we can, every opportunity that comes to us to be able to minister this good news that Isaiah is talking about. This news, this good news, the word of the gospel is said in Romans 10 and 8, and let me read that to you. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. And then in 1 Thessalonians 2, 13, the word says, for this cause also we thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Beloved, it is the word of God. And it is also referred to in Scripture as the word of reconciliation in 2 Corinthians 5:19, which declares, to wit, God was in the world reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us, beloved, that's you and I, the word of reconciliation. It is the word of salvation in Acts 13 and 26. The word declares, men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God. You see, it's not just to the Jews, but among every nation, every people, tribe who fears God, to you is this salvation sent. Praise God. It is the word of truth in Ephesians 1:13, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth. Beloved, that's the good news of the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And then it is said, it is called the words of this life in Acts, the 5th chapter, verse 20. And this was just after the angel of the Lord released the apostles, and he said to them, go and speak in the temple all the words of this life. Praise God. This gospel that we preach, beloved, the gospel, the word of God that has been hid in your heart, is a word of peace that is sent from God. When the angels proclaimed to the shepherds that beautiful first Christmas night, when they said, a child is born to us, to the human race, they declared peace on earth, goodwill to men. We have not seen that. In all the centuries since that time, there have been wars, there have been trouble, and those sorrows have increased, the beginning of sorrows, which started in the last century, and we're seeing them increase in ever-increasing fashion, greater the upheaval of the very natural world, the wind, the roaring of the waves, the hurricanes, the tornadoes. Nature itself is being shaken and affected. The very heavens will be shaken, the Word of God says. However, this word of peace that God has given to us declares, we shall not fear though the mountains be removed and cast into the sea. Proverbs 16 and 7 says, when a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace or to live at peace with him. And this peace that has been announced to us brings freedom from the conflict in our souls, in our human fallen nature, as we receive Christ in our lives. There's no satisfaction. There's no joy. There's no real fulfillment. Oh, we can be as unsaved people, finding some kind of comfort temporary in drugs and alcohol and relationships and the things that this world offers. But beloved, it's not until we find our God that our soul is at peace, as Augustine said. Recently, I was able to share my testimony at length with someone I had known for a few years, and I've been praying for their salvation, and their heart was open, and they were asking questions. They wanted to know, how did I come to the Lord? And I spent a lot of time, and I basically shared, you know, I had searched so many ways. 10 years, I'd walked in the ways of the world. Beloved, I came out to California in the 60s to go to the University of California at Berkeley. And beloved, if any of you are old enough, you know what that time was. Timothy Leary, free speech, the hippie culture of San Francisco and Telegraph Avenue. That's what I came out of. I said there was no truth in Christianity. But beloved, God let me search for 10 years, and I found no satisfaction in the things that I went into. And I finally, when I heard the words of the gospel, I was drawn, and I realized that even though my mind was fighting, and I said, God, if you're real, make yourself real to me. There may be someone listening now that maybe you've dabbled a little bit with Christianity, but you haven't fully surrendered your heart to God. Beloved, if you will do that, that's a challenge God's love, to a challenge that God loves. If you're real, make yourself real to me. Because you know what? It doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter what any preacher says. It's what happens in your own heart when you yourself have a real conviction that God is indeed real and that he loves you and that he will hear and answer prayer. Beloved, that will make all the difference. This gospel that we preach brings harmony, an undisturbed state of mind. It brings serenity. It brings tranquility. This spiritual peace accompanies faith and a love of God's law. praise God, that beautiful Psalm 19, which says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb." And listen to verse 11. "Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward." Praise God. Romans 8 and 6 says, "To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Luke 1 and 79 declares, "To give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." Psalm 72, 6 and 7 says, "He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and an abundance of peace so long as the moon endures." Praise God. This peace, beloved, is promised to you. It's promised to the meek. It's promised to the returning backsliders, to the saints of God, to those who confide and put their trust in God. Scripture declares, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, because his mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Praise God. Luke 12 and 8 says, "Also I say to you, whosoever confesses me before men, him the Son of Man will also confess before the angels of God." Beloved, have you confessed Jesus? Have you received him into your heart, into your life as Lord and Savior? Have you walked away from him perhaps? Now is a time you can turn to him. Father, you see every person who needs to be restored or placed into relationship with you. Father, forgive them their sins. Cause them to open their heart to receive you, that they might know the fullness of this good news of the everlasting gospel, that you will touch them now, Lord, from the top of their head to the very soles of their feet. You will make the way straight. You will cause them to know that you will lead them in the way everlasting, that they may enjoy eternal fellowship with you in heaven. In Jesus' name, praise God. Well, my time has gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. This is a season of thanksgiving, and beloved, I thank the Lord for all of you. I pray for you daily, my radio family, for my UCM partners and family. God bless you. Thank you for your prayers, your fellowship, and your financial support. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass A. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.